Two homeowners in the village of Weston have contacted the DNR with descriptions of a big cat that they saw in their yards. The latest sighting came from a man who says he has hunted cougars and saw one come out of the woods as he was mowing his lawn. Adrian Whiteven is a mammalian ecologist with the DNR.
It is a possibility based on the descriptions that we've gotten of the animals. At the same time, descriptions alone are really hard to use for confirming the presence of cougars.
Eric Anderson, a UW Stevens Point researcher who has tracked cougars in Wisconsin, says the animal could be another in a series of stray males that have wandered through the state.
It's quite natural for them as they move to end up in residential areas. 2 years ago, we had a cougar that wandered through southern Wisconsin and ended up in Chicago.
Anderson says there's no evidence of a sustained breeding population in Wisconsin, but he expects that one will be established within the next 10 years.
We are going to have a population sooner or later here, and that population is going to be reproducing. And the sooner we can get people on board in terms of understanding how to live with cougars, the better that whole transition will be.
Whiteven says cougar attacks on people are rare, and the animals can usually be frightened off.
Yell, shout, raise their arms, stand tall, and just slowly back away from the area. Chances are, as soon as they yell and shout, the animal is going to disappear.
Whiteven says he plans to visit the village of Weston this week to investigate the alleged cougar sightings. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.